الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله. We're discussing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the previous discussion we discussed the greatness of Allah's name because of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this particular name of Allah must not just be, like we said, easily on our tongue, must permeate our hearts. Once it gets into our hearts, the entire flavor of our life will change to something that is beyond anybody's description, except for the person who knows what it is to have the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the object. When we were in the Alami Arwah, Allah ta'ala directed us towards His name. He says, am I not your Rabb? And then when the azan is given in the ears of a baby, why are you giving azan? What are we doing? That poor child is not going to get up and start reading namaz. I give azan sometimes for the babies here in the hospital. When I give azan, I say, as-salatu khairu min an-nawm in my azan. So he says, talk to me, one of the mashayikh. He says, you must give the full azan. So the parent says, you said as-salatu khairu min an-nawm. I said, yeah. The Fajr namaz attendance is so bad because people never say As-salatu khairu min an-nawm when the baby was born. So if anybody gives azan, just remember As-salatu khairu min an-nawm. So what are we doing? We are planting the seed of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the heart of the child. The child's heart is very, very pure. And then that particular name has to now develop, and it has to, you know, get more stronger with the passing of every day. And when it does that, then we will find that our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase, and our connection to Allah ta'ala will also increase. So therefore, when the people go to the mashayikh for the zikrs, you know, and the mashayikh give them the various zikrs to make. So two are very common found in all the silsilas. One is to say the name of Allah. So say it repeatedly. Some of them, they say it 100, sometimes 1,000 times, but they don't just say it. They have to say it with a certain form of gesture and with a certain of emphasis, so that the name sinks and seeps into the heart. That's the first zikr. And the second one is similar to that, a zikr of La ilaha illallah. That means take everything else out except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as there's anything else in the heart, the beauty and the greatness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come into the heart. So therefore, we must, you know, ponder on how much of the greatness and how much of the confidence or the yaqeen, the certainty of this name has come into our heart. It is not just a name. It is a name that is supposed to be carried in our hearts. And at all times when we are doing whatever it is, that name must ring. And we find among the mashayikh of the Naqshbandiya silsila, those who are really into it, you find all the time they sing Allah, 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 Allah. They're just saying it. They're not saying it like you know, deliberately. It's like part of their breathing now, subhanallah. Hazrat Mawlana Zulfiqar Naqshbandi rahmatullah alayhi just passed away recently in Pakistan. So Naqshbandi Sheikh, very, very, you know, of another level. We met him a few times. So one day Mawlana Memi was telling me, he said when he went for Hajj one day, so they were staying in the same room. Now Mawlana Zulfiqar, he's another level. Mawlana Memi said, I sat with him, I slept next to him. When I got up and went, I could feel my heart saying Allah, Allah, because of that man's effect of saying Allah. So that is what we are saying, that the name of Allah must come so strong into our hearts that at all times we are breathing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, the more it comes into our heart, then the more inshallah everything else in this world will pale into insignificance. Nothing will worry us because Allah is in front of us. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one day, somebody told him there's a lion blocking the road there and everybody is scared to go there. So he went up to the lion, he pulled it by its ear and he slapped it and said, get out of the way, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. So the lion humbly got up and he went away. Then he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke a lie. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah only assigns into the heart of a person what he believes. So if we are going to believe that the creation is something that has got power, then Allah will put that fear into our heart. And if we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that into our heart. So that is what we're supposed to try and, you know, bring into our heart and inculcate. Everything's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, whoever believes that benefit and harm comes from someone besides Allah, then Allah will take him in that direction also. Everything you will see, he'll get scared that, you know what, this and that don't harm me, this one will do that to me, this one benefited me, that one will benefit me, no. But if a person has got this, that only Allah is the one who is the giver of, you know, benefit and harm. Today's the Taraweeh. لا أملك النفع ولا ضر. Allah is the one who only gives the benefit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives harm. So that is why we say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to permeate all our hearts, our minds, our speech. Then we say, when a person picks up his hand and say, Allahumma. Last week we concluded, or we spoke about the word Allahumma. That is our last discussion. That when a person is saying Allahumma, he's saying Ya Allah. And the minute a person says Allahumma, immediately he has established a connection with Allah Ta'ala, and the special attention of Allah Ta'ala comes to him, and Allah says, yes, what is it? What are you looking for? What do you want? So feel that, but must say Allah in such a way that we can feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, yes, what can I do for you? So that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one buzru, he says that it is so unfortunate that some people, they live in this world and they don't get the taste and the sweetness of this world, the delight of this world. So the people ask him, what is the delight of this world? He said, the delight of this world, one, is to gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't get that, you haven't tasted the love, the sweetness of this world. Number two is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first is the recognition, number two is the love, number three is the comfort that I can get closer to Allah. Such a comfort that anything, anybody happens, I'm okay, I got Allah Ta'ala on my side. And the fourth one, the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, death doesn't scare a person. He is pretty, I went and I met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this name of Allah must permeate in our hearts. We have to make an effort to bring it. The other creation of Allah Ta'ala also got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name with them. And they utter the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all the time. Allah says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُنَّ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. Nothing on the face of the earth, but it glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes the name of Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah says, you do not understand its words. تَفْقَهُن means you do not understand its words. So in other words, these are not things that are being said internally by these things. They are being said externally, and you might hear it also, but because they're saying it in another sound or another way, you do not understand it. So it's a verbal utterance that they are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a bird is chirping, a lion is roaring, water flowing, trees are rustling, whatever it is, all these things are actually making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some people, they train the parrot, you know, to say Allah. The parrot, you saw that, the parrot say Allah, Allah. So that is not what we're talking about. That you train the parrot. That parrot naturally, when it makes its other noises, that is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when there are things making noise out there, then we must not think they are making noise, but they are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find from the morning, before Fajr you get up, if you find the birds already making noise there, they're busy making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, there is an incident mentioned by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala. He says, we were once with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and somebody put food in front, Thareed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this food is making the zikr of Allah. So the Sahaba said, do you understand it? He said, yes. He said, put the food close to that person. And the man said, yes, I can hear it. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, put it in front of him. So he said, he can hear it also. He said, yes, I can also hear it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually explained that the food that is being made is in front of us, also making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the hadith mentioned that we were with, also Sayyidina Anas, no, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said we were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey and the water got finished. People had little water. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring all the water. Whoever got whatever water, bring it. Put it in a container, then he put his hand inside the water. This is mentioned in the Mu'jizat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a known miracle. And I say, as we saw the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the water, we literally saw water gushing out from the fingers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is one of the miracles. Then when he got full, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, come and take, all of you, take, come towards that water which is pure and which is blessed. And they say, when we were taking that water, we could hear the noise and the sound of the dhikr coming out from there. So therefore, We must remember all these things are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned about Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, you know. He used to make the praises of Allah. We know the ayat of the Quran, the third para, that, you know, yusabbihna wa tarud. All the mountains and the birds and the water should all make zikr with him. He has so beautiful zikr he used to make. So one day it came in his mind, he said, nobody makes zikr of Allah and remembers and praises Allah like me. So Allah ta'ala sent an angel while he was sitting next to a well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel and put a frog in there. And so the frog started making noises. So the angel said, do you know what this frog is saying? So he said, yes, I can hear what he's saying. He said, you thought nobody can praise Allah ta'ala like you. See what this frog is saying. So he says, this frog here is saying that, oh Allah, praises and blessings be to you equal to your knowledge. So Dawood alayhi salam said, I never praise Allah ta'ala like that. This is another hadith also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not kill a frog, because the croaking of a frog is actually zikr. So there are so many different ways where the zikr can be made, or zikr has been made by these creatures. So if they are making it, then how much more should we not be making the zikr of Allah?